Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.amnc.org, for September 30th to October 6th, 2017. As the Palestinian government enters Gaza, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians leave 8 civilians injured, including 2 children. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. IMMC's Masht Bajali with the details.
In central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bilhin and Nanin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Many were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. In Kfar Kadum village in northern West Bank, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In southern West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked Friday a nonviolent procession in Kalkas village near Hebron and detained many journalists. Soldiers resorted to the excessive use of force against the nonviolent protesters and fired several gas bombs at them, causing many to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. People were demanding Israel to reopen the village entrance, which was closed by the army back in 2010. For IMLC News, this is Masht Bajali.
This week, a high-ranking Palestinian official criticizes calls by Israeli and American officials for recognition of Israel as Palestinian government enters Gaza. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
Two Palestinian negotiators, Sabir Rikati, criticized from Washington calls by American and Israeli officials for the recognition by any upcoming Palestinian government of the State of Israel. Rikati said that such calls are unaccepted and that Israel should be called to recognize a Palestinian state on the 1967 borders. Rikati referred to latest reconciliation between the two major Palestinian parties, Fatah and Hamas. Hamas has been shunned for a long time for not recognizing Israel. The Palestinian official also suggested that parties never recognize states. In the meantime, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that Egypt will host a meeting next week involving representatives of both Fatah and Hamas within Egyptian efforts to tackle outstanding reconciliation files ahead of general elections. Earlier this week, the consensus government of the West Bank city of Ramallah had arrived in the Gaza Strip after the Islamist Hamas party, which rules the territory, had dissolved an administrative committee within Egyptian efforts. In the Gaza Strip, 2 million residents are awaiting concrete steps on the ground that would relieve 10-year-long problems and complications caused mainly by Hamas-Fatah split and an Israel-imposed economic embargo. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Bighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli troops and settlers attacks targeting Palestinians left 8 civilians injured, including 2 children. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday evening Shafat refugee camp north of occupied East Jerusalem in the West Bank, leading to clashes before the army shot at least 3 Palestinians, including a child, and caused scores to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society said that one child, only 11 years of age, was shot with a rubber-coated steel bullet in the forehead and was moved to Hadassah Israeli Medical Center. It added that a Palestinian man, 60, was shot with a rubber-coated steel bullet in the face and ear, and another Palestinian was shot in his leg. On Thursday at night, several Israeli colonists hurled stones at Palestinian cars east of Hebron City in the southern part of the occupied West Bank, wounding a child in her face and head. Medical sources in Hebron said that the child, Yafa Jaber, only 7 years of age, suffered various cuts and bruises in her face and head after the colonists hurled stones at her family's car. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 73 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained at least 58 Palestinian civilians, including 11 children and a journalist. In Gaza this week, Israeli soldiers shot and injured on Friday evening 4 Palestinians east of Jabalia town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and one near Al-Burej refugee camp in central Gaza. Medical sources said that soldiers fired many gas bombs and rubber-coated steel bullets at a group of Palestinians east of Jabalia, wounding 4. Medics provided the 4 wounded Palestinians with the needed care and moved them to Kamal Adwan Hospital. In addition, the soldiers shot a Palestinian teen 17 years of age during clashes that took place east of Jabalia refugee camp in central Gaza. The soldiers stationed across the border fence fired many live rounds and gas bombs, moderately wounding the teen with a bullet in his leg before local medics rushed him to Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah. For IAMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 30th to October 6th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.amc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rashmawi and me, Iman Abdurrabbo Bannoura.